true radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Welcome back to Business Talk Radio. I'm your host, Natasha Avancetz. Joining us from Montana, Equine Gestalt Coach at Horse Sense Healing, it's Brenda Westwood. How are you doing today, Brenda?
Great, Natasha. Thank you for having me on.
We're so happy to have you on today. Why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about your business?
Well, I'm an equine gestalt coach, as you said, and what I do is I partner with horses to help people leave behind unfinished business, limiting beliefs, and create new stories for themselves. So have you ever experienced a time in your life when you kept doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result? What we do, the horses and I together, is help people find why that keeps happening and let it go in the dirt right then. It's a very powerful process.
Can you tell me a little bit about your background?
Mm-hmm. So, yes, I was raised with horses, and they kind of saved my life as a teenager during the rougher years, and I started life pretty early as an adult. So I went along doing life, and then I found myself going to college at 30 years old and got my undergrad in social work and proceeded to work in the field of social services, child welfare, and public health, where I learned a ton more about human behavior, human pain, but there was always something holding me back that I couldn't, it was like Band-Aids. You can only do so much under the guidelines and rules and things like that. So I found my way to Touch by a Horse, where I earned my certification, and now I can really make a true difference.
What inspired you to pursue this profession?
I'm sorry, would you say that again?
What inspired you to pursue this profession?
Well, back before I even went to college, I've always known that horses were very special, and there was just something, I felt better with them, people seemed happier around them, and I wanted to do something to help people in partnership with horses and nature. And when I started college at the age of 30, I was pretty scared. I'd worked for the telephone company and I had a secure job and all those things, but I was scared to start college. And I took a class called Career Awareness and was asked to write a paper on my ideal life, a day in my ideal life, and that blew me right out of the water because I didn't know. After I settled down, I found myself writing a paper about partnering with horses to help people heal emotionally and spiritually in nature. And then I went on to college and went to work, and I couldn't find what I wanted. Actually, in the 90s, early 90s, it didn't exist. There's other modalities that were starting to exist, but it's not at all what I wanted to do, and it's not therapeutic horseback riding. So that's what inspired me. I wanted to do it, and then I finally synchronistically found Touched by a Horse in 2011. I was getting pretty burned out in my work, and I really wanted to do it before it was too late, and I never did it. So.
Awesome. And how did COVID-19 affect your business?
Business was really rocking and rolling right prior to COVID. Even people would come out in the winter, out in the in nature, in the trees, and have sessions with the horses and I, and we had to stop for a while. We figured out how to do it safely. So still limited small groups I see. I do a lot of group work. I do a lot of one-on-one work in partnership with the horses. And I also do one-on-one work on the phone and do group activities or group, small groups on like Zoom. So I've managed to shift over, although I certainly feel an impact, for sure.
And where do you see yourself in the future?
I want to continue to inspire. My vision is to create what I call the School of Grit with Grace. And what that is focusing on empowering women and youth to see that they're far more capable and competent than they believe they are. And I do a lot of workshops called Grit with Grace. That is teaching mostly women, some youth, how to do things they don't believe they can do, like change oil in a car or change a flat tire or start a, you know, a campfire or run a chainsaw or power tools. And it's so empowering, and it parallels to other areas in their lives. So it's about becoming more confident, finding more courage to stand on their own, to be more self-reliant.
Thank you so much, Brenda. Why don't you go ahead and share your contact information so our audience can reach you?
Great, thank you. My company is Horse Sense Healing, and I'm in the northwest corner of Montana up by Glacier Park and Flathead Lake. My website is www.horsesensehealing.com. That's HORSESENSEHEALING.com. And my email is brenda@horsesensehealing.com. And people can reach out and contact me at 406. I'm going to give my cell, 406-261-6191.
Reach out to her, get on her website, give her a call. That number, once again, is 406-257-0008. Thank you once again, Brenda, for joining us today.
All right, thank you.
This is Business Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.